This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, before we get into Take-A-Mania, quick shout out to our friend Toro, mascot for the Houston Texans. He is in candidacy right now for the Mascot Hall of Fame. You can go vote for him. MascotHallOfFame.com. Toro is a big listener to Payne and Pendergast. When I see Toro.
Never calls, though.
Well, he never
calls. Long-time listener, never caller.
He never, yeah. Never calls in.
We say a lot of nice things about him. He never said one nice thing about us. But still, yeah, he has retweeted us at times and what have you.
He likes the show. That's how we ascertain. He likes the show. but for real, Toro is up for the Mascot Hall of Fame. So a reminder, our good friend Toro, who's given us so many laughs and so many memories, and nobody gets after it on game day like Toro does.
Mascot, nobody puts himself in peril for you.
That's true, man. Are you kidding me?
Quite like Toro.
He might have fear of heights. He's putting himself in fear of, at the very least, just bad headspace, having to come down from those high rafters that he does sometimes.
I would have to be so drunk to do that. Yeah, I would be the drunkest mascot in the league.
Ain't enough alcohol for me to do that, man. So, yeah. So for all the risks he takes, all the laughs he's given you, and for how much he loves this station and this show, MascotHallOfFame.com. Voting goes till May 24th. You can vote once a day. So go do it. Let's go get Toro in the Mascot Hall of Fame. All right. Take-A-Mania this week. Every week, we have challengers that try to take down the current champion. The current champion for a week now, he won the title last week, was Andrew Perloff of the Infinity Sports Network, co-host of Maggie and Perloff. This was his take the day after Steph Curry pulled his hamstring in game one of the Minnesota series, the Western Conference second round. Andrew Perloff, who may have never pulled a hamstring in his life based on this take.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
tough. Amount that he runs and how right. He has to move throughout a game, I don't
know. What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the three-point line on one side to the top of the three-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further.
Moving on offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
Give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. Anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like, this could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think like he can be effective in a different way because he can hit his shot. Like, he's a hamstring injury will, like, if it's John Morant and he has an injury, as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like, you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
All right.
So as it would turn out, they did not run Steph Curry out there on a peg leg.
They did not.
To be a catch and shoot guy.
I'm watching highlights of the Celtics and the Knicks on the TV in our studio right now, getting mad at that take. I'm like, I'm watching the game of basketball, and I'm going,
you're watching guys
worst.
Run around just, on offense.
Yeah. This is a horrible take. If,
hey, set a screen for him. He can just hobble his way behind the screen. There you go.
I mean, if he just
simple
hits
as that.
He just hits some threes. That's all he's got to do.
Easy. Peasy. Oh, it's such God. A bad. I felt okay. Now you listen to that show a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
Does their producer jump in a lot on the conversation?
EJ, or, the other
EJ,
male
the
voice.
Guy, he was the guy that was saying you couldn't be more wrong about this. Okay.
He's a regular voice on that show.
He is. Oh, okay. Yeah. It would be even better if he hardly ever speaks, but he had to jump in on
that. Right. Like if Ben jumped in on one of our takes.
No.
Yeah. Ben doesn't like being on air, but there's times where he either has to correct me.
You're
like three
right.
times a show, or like there's something that he knows that we don't that
right.
he'll jump in. But by and large, yeah. If Ben jumped in with that and was that verbose about it,
you know it's a bad.
I
take.
Would know like, oh, I really screwed this
I messed up. Yeah. All right, so let's get to the challengers here. That's the champ. That's going to be tough to take down. And I love seeing the text.
It's
so
be
weigh
tough
in.
It's especially because he brought up his high school sports career.
Yeah,
I think he was just kind of joking with that side of it, but still, it made it really bad.
Holy text message, holy bleep. That's my first time hearing that take. That's bad.
Someone said
that on the text.
Especially
page.
Rockets fans especially know how bad that take
yes,
is.
Yes.
They
yeah.
see exactly how Steph
Chris
Curry
Paul, yeah.
gets. And he's not even getting open half the time.
No.
He's like running around all over the place so he can be 40 foot from the rim and shoot it falling away.
Falling away, needing to create space by using his legs. All right, so here are the challengers. This is Mike Greenberg. This is audio we played yesterday, in fact, on the show.
Yeah.
We like the idea of an NFL draft lottery. That's not the bad take. Seth and I both espoused that idea on our show, same day Greenberg did. But it's why the NFL should have a draft lottery, that why this gets the stamp of take-a-mania from Payne and Pendergast.
The thing about the lottery is it's a good idea. Tanking is a scourge. It is the worst thing in sports. Losing should never be incentivized. The NFL has always strived for parity. It's a great idea. It has served them well. But the trouble is, as their season has gotten longer, the bottom is starting to fall out of that a little. Last year, 10 teams won less than 30% of their games. That was the most ever. Six of those teams won less than 25%. That's the most since 1926. Teams are throwing in the towel. That's exacerbated by the 17th game. Soon there's going to be an 18th, and I'm all for that. But this problem will only get worse. For example, this past year, the Browns fielded a roster so non-competitive in Week 18, they were 20.5-point underdogs to Baltimore, and the Ravens covered. The ping pong balls are the answer.
Okay,
so this is the problem. The part at the end is where it annoyed me, because the whole time he's rallying against tanking, and I agree with him largely about tanking being bad, except that very few people right now think that the NFL has a tanking problem.
Yeah.
The Titans didn't go out last. The Titans, the Browns, the Giants, the Patriots, the Jaguars, none of those teams, those are the five worst teams in the NFL last year, none of those teams from the outset went into the season like the 2013 Astros.
Right.
It just wasn't. It's not an issue. If you really hate the way the last two games go, perhaps, or the end of the season, where teams will do like a mini tank on the margins of things.
Yeah.
The Bears a couple years ago when they tanked the last game and
pulled
the
all their
did not.
Starters at halftime of the game.
And
yeah.
to be clear, it's always the management, not the players themselves.
Correct.
We know that. Don't bother texting and correcting us on this.
That's right.
So the Jets were the Jets were one of those 10 teams. The Jets weren't tanking.
Right.
They were just a bad football team.
Yeah.
Do you think the Panthers were tanking
right.
with their second? The Panthers already had the quarterback they had drafted to not be a bad football team. That's why it's such a stupid take. And yet, it's not nearly as bad as Perloff's take.
No, yeah. So, okay, so Perloff kicks out.
Sean, that's the worst part of it. He brings up the 10 worst teams. The Bears, the Panthers, the Jets, the Jaguars, the Patriots. Those are teams that already had their quarterback.
Yes.
You know, those are teams that there's no question about those quarterbacks. Like, the guy that they would have tanked for, they already had the guy, the young player on their team.
Yeah.
Some of whom they had just drafted that year. That's an awful. I'm almost talking myself into voting.
Well,
here, but no, Perloff's was way too
bad. Perloff's is worse. The thing that sucks about Greenberg's take is The overall take is good. You and I both like an NFL draft lot. Well, it's good in our opinion. There's a lot of people that hate the idea of the whole thing. But yeah, he took a good idea and he just threw a bad take in after it. All right, this one is this is Boomer Esiason yesterday during one of the Infinity Sports Network sports minutes that run on this show. You guys know, they run at the top of every hour. 90% of them are about things that nobody in Houston cares about, but they are what they are, right?
Every now and then you get like a minor league hockey in New Jersey.
Happy birthday to this guy. Yeah.
It's basically like, remember in Sports Illustrated, the faces in the crowd?
Yes.
Is that what it was? Yeah. It's kind of like that, except done on national radio and in a prime drive time spot.
That's
Thanks
right.
a lot. Thanks, Boomer.
So Boomer Esiason, and they're done by all kinds of people with the network. We get the ones during our show that Boomer Esiason does. The irony of Boomer Esiason having the first name Boomer when he gives a take like this one.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Can't get enough of the NFL these days, folks? Well, if you want access to every game in 2025, you start with YouTube TV at $564 and Sunday Ticket at $522. Throw in Peacock, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and ESPN Plus. Now you're at $1,515 with taxes and fees, or about $84 per week. Oh, it's going to be an expensive 2025. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This is a bad take because it's a lazy, alarmist, hyperbolic take about the cost of streaming NFL games. Yes, they're on a bunch of different platforms these days.
Yes.
But nobody's telling you you've got to keep it for a year. Half of the ones he just named, I'm on, I know already anyways, because I like watching other things on those, you know, Peacock and Amazon. Yeah. I like watching other things on there.
Well, some of them too. The problem is he adds your base cable subscription. Like if you're using YouTube TV, that's what you have to have if you want to watch every single game, because to get NFL Sunday Ticket, you have to have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So, like, that's if you want to watch every single, all 256 games in the NFL, yes, that is a premium thing. Mm-hmm. But even to watch the games in your local, you're going to have a cable provider or DirecTV or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So, like, that's you throw that in there, and it's as well as watching everything else that comes on those
Great
channels.
Great point.
This is the problem. This is, honestly, people think I'm joking when I say this. Like, sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Talk radio. We are held to a higher standard than, say, political discussion or political talk, because we get called on our BS all the time.
Yeah.
So this feels like a politician stacking the deck and throwing a bunch of numbers out there and then just, you know, and it looks like a convincing case. No, we get fact checked on our stuff. People don't vote for us just because they like us.
The only people that it costs, people don't vote for us. The only people that it costs the dollar amount Boomer is putting in there are people who don't have at all any subscriptions to begin with, have no cable television, and who are lazy about canceling subscriptions. That's the only people that it costs that much.
You can still watch on with your antenna television all the local games, even on those even on the streaming ones for the locals. So,
and yet,
but still not nearly as bad as Perloff.
Not as bad as Perloff, no.
No.
All right. Here we go. Okay, two more.
At least he was saying things that are at least kind of factually true.
Kind of.
So whereas Perloff was just way off.
Exactly. All right, two more here. Jared Greenberg is a sideline reporter for TNT. He was giving a report before Cleveland and Indiana game five the other night, where Cleveland got run off the floor in their own building. They got destroyed. They lost the game. They lose the series. Jared Greenberg, though, shared an anecdote before the game about Max Strus, the Cleveland shooting guard, who sent a group text. So it's not Greenberg who's getting killed here. It's really Strus via Greenberg. Here's the anecdote shared before that game.
A group text message was sent out to every single Cavalier player from Max Strus. Strus said simply, "If you don't believe, then don't show up for work." Strus said this morning that he doesn't think this group is done.
Okay. A, they were done. They got beat. And B, Max Strus went 0 for 9 from the field in that game. Didn't score from the field in that game.
Max Strus, big talker. I can't fault him for giving that. I mean, now it's like, if you don't believe, don't show up. He went extra hardo on it.
Yeah.
And then didn't show up. It reminds me, I don't know what movie this is from, but I've seen it on Twitter. It's a guy, it's a soldier who gives this big motivational speech how they're going to overcome the odds. And then he turns and takes one step, and this giant dinosaur tail wipes him off the face of the earth.
That's
like just into oblivion. Like, yeah, this dinosaur tail hits him. So I think they're about to fight dinosaurs, and it sends him off into like a cliff a half mile away where it splatters in blood.
That's Strus. That is Strus. Bad take by Strus. Probably an ill-advised text if you know how the thing ends up playing out.
His heart was in the right place.
His heart was in the right place. Perloff kicks out of this one at one, probably, right? This isn't even close to Perloff. Yeah. Yeah. Perloff, still the champ. All right, last one here. Appropriate that this is an NBA lottery take. I feel like the NBA lottery's gotten a lot of run this week. This was Mad Dog Russo on the Dan Patrick Show talking about the lottery. As we all know, the lottery this year wound up with Philly picking at 3. San Antonio picking at 2, Dallas picking at 1, all teams that bucked the trend of where they should have finished if the probabilities went in actual order, right? Like, Dallas should have been picking 12th. They won the lottery. They're picking first. That's how lotteries work. Here was Mad Dog Russo with just a bad take about the NBA lottery.
I understand they're so worried about tanking, but Danny, isn't there something wrong when Utah, Washington, and Charlotte can't win the freaking lottery or don't have a chance to get the top 3 picks? Isn't that wrong in sports? And I understand they're worried about these teams with 20 games to go not caring, which is an indictment in itself. But isn't it time maybe we pass on the lottery and give those worst teams the best chance to get the 1 pick? Why don't we just do the lottery with the 3 or 4 worst records and not include Dallas or Houston? Well, that was a trade, but you know what I'm saying. To give the worst teams the chance to get. I mean, really? I mean, that is a little rough.
Okay, I guarantee you at some point throughout the years that Mad Dog Russo was complaining about, pre-lottery, complained about teams losing. Non-lottery sports, complaining about the tanking and the losing. What do you mean they didn't have a chance at it? They had a chance. They had a 14% chance, a 40% chance of landing in the top 3. They didn't. The ping pong ball spoke.
You don't want to reward the intentionally bad teams, Mad Dog. This is the problem. Yeah. You don't want to reward the teams that are intentionally bad by giving them, which is exactly the invitation that you're giving if you only allow the 2 or 3 or 4 worst teams.
He literally said, shouldn't they have a chance? They had a chance. Yeah. You have a chance to win the actual lottery, Mad Dog Russo. It's a 1 in 8 jillion chance or whatever it is.
I'm going to play the lottery this week. I do it about once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I just like the thrill of it. I don't have a gambling problem like you do. So I just I'll go out and pay my $2 or whatever it is for Mega Millions and just and it's fun. It's fun for a couple days.
So you should really get that rush every hour like I do. Sure. Is there a horse race going on right now? Ben, pull it up on the monitor in here.
Of all my vices, I'm glad that I never succumbed to gambling because that would be a...
I'm glad I did.
I'd have been broke 19 times over.
So is that Mad Dog take as bad as Perloff right
there? Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't even going to deliver a judgment on it. It still wasn't as bad.
This is as definitive a champion as we've had since Cataldi.
It's just because Perloff was so wrong and just kept hammering it and doubling down on it. And he kind of hedged at the end and said, well, maybe he could just at least shoot or something. But even that was way, way wrong.
Yep. All right. Bad take by the league that I will get to, non-audio. So congratulations, Perloff. Still the champion of Take-A-Mania. We'll send you a belt.
We'll explain that. Ross Tucker, who inspired the Take-A-Mania segment to begin with, we're going to have him on next week. He just said that he could come on.
Oh, good.
And we'll make sure he knows that, like, his bad take was all in fun because it wasn't even a sports bad take.
Right.
All the ensuing champions have been bad sports takes.
Yes.
Ross, we'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that would even qualify as an entrant in Take-A-Mania with your actual sports takes.
That's right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, he did have a – some of his bad takes were – he said that Taylor Swift is definitively a better musical artist than Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That was not a popular take.
A lot of people worked up with that one. No, it was not. It was a good job. Good job getting engagement there, Ross. All right, another bad take from the league in the aftermath of the schedule release. And did the Texans get a steal on day three of the draft? Somebody who really liked the Texans draft really likes one of the picks that we've not really talked about much on this show. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.